KUTX 98.9. I'm Jody Denberg in Studio 1A. It's always a privilege and an honor to have this man as our guest, but on the first day of our fall membership drive, even more so. He has a brand new compilation called Years in the Making. Next year marks the 50th anniversary of his debut album, a recent memoir called Liner Notes, and a forthcoming Netflix special called Surviving Twin. He played last night at the Texas Union Theater. He plays for us now on KUTX. Please welcome Loudon Wainwright III.
I got a little piece of me that I left here in this town. Every time I come back, I always have a little look around. That little old chunk, a little old me, I'm wondering where that piece might be. Got a little piece of me that I left here in this town. And I've been coming here since 1971. I didn't get a lot of sleep back then, but I sure had fun. Oh, 47 years have come and gone. How much longer will this go on? Coming here since 1971, do the math. Oh, yes, I've laughed, and certainly I have cried. Quite a few that I have loved have up and died. Yeah, but I'm eternal, you could say. I'm immortal, maybe for today. Oh, yes, I laughed, and certainly I have cried. And my future's being subsumed by my past. And every time I come back, just might be my last time here. Days I'll be gone, all that will be left is this song. And my future's being subsumed by my past. Subsume me, baby. Got pieces of me that are strewn around the globe. There's not much left, I'm lightening up my load. I got a particle here and a dollop there, I'm strip-teasing down to my underwear. I got pieces of me that are strewn around the globe. And there's a dog that's barking in the room next door, as if to remind me there ain't a whole lot more time left. Oh, don't put us down, that mud and me. Just put us out of our misery. I got a dog that's barking in the room next door. A little piece of me that I left here in this town. Every time I come back, I always have a little look around. For that little old chunk, little old me, I'm wondering where that piece might be. I got a little piece of me that I left here in this town.
Loudon Wainwright III, live on KUTX. I believe a new song, A Little Piece of Me. New song?
Yeah.
And you mentioned in the song you've been coming to this town since 1971. Do you actually remember what year it was or about?
No, I took some artistic license.
Well, I knew it wasn't a song necessarily about Austin, but it was the 70s when you first started visiting.
I needed a word that rhymed with fun, basically.
Armadillo World Headquarters?
Yeah, yeah. I was telling you, I walked into Threadgill's, which is the owned by the guy that started Armadillo World Headquarters, Eddie Wilson, a very larger-than-life Austonian. Is that what they call him?
Austinite?
Austinite. And there he was, waiting for me. And we had a hug, and I had some black-eyed peas. And we talked about me coming here in the early 70s, and I played the club a lot of times.
Now, this song could be viewed as a look back, or it's not the first time you've written about mortality, that's for sure.
Well, that's one of my favorite topics.
One of your favorite themes. And recently you had a book called Liner Notes, which was a memoir. Over the years, were you thinking, someday I'm going to put all this down in a book, or did you just at some point think I should do this and then try to remember all the stuff?
Well, what happened was there's a guy who turned out to be the editor of the book, a guy that works at Random House Publishing in New York. His name is Peter Gethers, and he's been a fan of my songs and has come to my shows for years. In fact, I was a surprise guest at his 50th birthday party, which was about 10 or 15 years ago. But he saw me do a show, and I know him, and he said, I think you have a book in you, which sounded like a medical diagnosis. And it sounded like I got to get it out. And then they talked about a little bit of money, you know, to do it, and I got an advance. And then I just decided to do it, I worked on it pretty much every morning for about 3 years, just for a couple hours, and I dreaded it because my dad was a writer, and I watched him try to write books, and it seemed like a horrible idea. But I wound up enjoying myself doing it.
The book from Loudon and Wainwright III is called Liner Notes, and the book does include some of your father's writing.
Yeah.
And over the last few years, you've been doing a one-man show called Surviving Twin, where you weave the writings of your father, you read them, with your own songs. And that's going to be a Netflix special, I think, starts airing next month?
I think we can actually mention the date. I think on November 13th it's going to be available on Netflix. And I don't read his writing, I actually perform it. And in fact, I kind of inhabit it. I mean, you've seen the show, so you know what I mean. I put on this suit that he had made back in 1965. And it's a show. Surviving Twin is a show that I've been developing, working on for 6 years. And then my old friend Christopher Guest, saw me perform it in LA last year, and he liked it a lot and just decided that it should be recorded. He got together with Judd Apatow, who served as the producer, and they both have done stuff for Netflix, so it wasn't too hard to get the deal. We got a budget, and we did it in May.
Surviving Twin is the one-man show from Loudon Wainwright III, and as you heard, it premieres on Netflix November 13th. You know, something I wanted to ask you, watching you play last night at the Texas Union Theater, what makes a good gig for you? What is the difference for you between walking off stage going, well, that was really fun and great, or wow, that didn't go so well? What makes the difference for you?
Well, you know, some things have to align, you know. The sound has to be, you know, good enough, and it was fine last night. I was a little worried about the room, just because it looked like a movie theater, that there was this big white screen, but we put some light on it, and that was fine. And then the audience is the main component. And if I had a nap, you know, to quote myself, no nap, I'm crap. And I did have a nice nap yesterday afternoon, so I was cheerful and happy, and it was a nice full house, and people really seemed to want to be there, and some friends were there, and I always like to show off for my friends. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that happens to where you walk off and say, that was a really good one.
Felt like a good one from our side of the audience. Talking with Loudon Wainwright III, who has a new compilation out called Years in the Making. When I say compilation, sometimes that connotes to people previously unreleased material like a hits collection, but this is very different. Can you kind of summarize what it is? I mean, I have the sticker, which does summarize, but I'll read a little bit. Okay. Years in the Making, 45 years of off-beaten tracks, hitherto unheard Loudoniana. That was
I'm not sure how that
close.
Word is pronounced. Yeah. My producer, Dick Kinnett, came up with that. Yeah, it's you know, in my little man cave back in my house in Suffolk County, New York, you know, you gather all the tapes and the reel-to-reels and the cassettes and the hard drives, and I started to listen to some of the stuff, and I thought this is pretty interesting. So Dick Kennett and I worked on it, and to arrange it, we arranged it into 7 different chapters, and it spans a period of 45 years. You know, this me and my first wife Kate McGarrigle singing a Bob Dylan song. Steve Goodman is on the record, Bill Frisell and Greg Lease play on the record. My old buddy George Gertie's. All my kids are on the record. So it's a kind of a potpourri, a sonic potpourri.
Orphaned album cuts, live recordings, radio appearances, home demos, and much more. There you go.
Yeah.
Nice sticker. The 2-disc collection, and it's a beautiful set with a lovely book called Years in the Making. And Dick Kennett, your executive producer, is the man you worked with on the Grammy-winning High, Wide, and Lonesome, the Charlie Poole Project.
Right. Dick, High, Wide, and Handsome.
What would I say? High, Wide, and Lonesome? Excuse me. High, Wide, and Handsome.
Yeah. Lonesome, too. He was a lonesome guy, too. Charlie Poole. Yeah. I've worked with Dick on a couple of records. He also produced Older Than My Old Man Now. And he did arrangements for a record I did a while back called Last Man on Earth. So he's a real interesting, creative guy. He had a band called Last Forever. He's also just put up, Maggie Roach passed away last year from the Roaches, and Dick and Suzzy Roach have put together a Maggie record, which is coming out on Story Sound, which is his label, which is pretty exciting.
Look forward to that. Years in the Making is the collection from Loudon Wainwright III that's brand new. I'll leave it to you. You can do one from Years in the Making, or you can do one from any year you like.
Well, I think I'll do a song that's on Years in the Making. Thank you, Mr. Hubble. Thank you, Mr. Hubble. Thank you, Mr. Hubble, for your telescope. We learn there's more than double now. The amount of rope we have with which to hang ourselves. Things are so much worse. There's so much more that's out there. I'm talking universes. Thank you, Mr. Hubble, for your telescope. Why go to the trouble now to push the envelope, which is so insignificant? What the hell's the point? We're not handfuls, but specks of dust in this gigantic joint. We used to think that Jupiter and Mars were pretty large, and though our little world was small, somehow we were in charge. The Milky Way is so minuscule, despite what we pretend. It's hardly worth looking at through your giant lenses. Thank you, Mr. Hubble, for your telescope. To burst the bubble, but God, there's not much hope or faith that such a thing exists. What's religion worth? What in God's name would waste 6 days to make this puny earth?
Loudon Wainwright III on KUTX. Mr. Hubble is on the new 2-CD set, Years in the Making, some much-needed perspective. And if you support hearing live music on the radio, this is the first day of KUTX's fall membership drive. You can become a member now at KUTX.com. www.thefreeprinterpodcast.org. Before I let you go, and I'm not going to let you off that easy because we're going to do another song that we'll put up on the website and stream, there was a recent piece that you wrote for the New York Times. I think it was your top 10 favorite protest songs. So the eternal question, can a song change the world?
That's a tricky one. I think songs help, you know, in general. Just songs in general help. They can also make the world a worse place. You know, there are songs which shouldn't be listened to. I don't want to get into whose songs or what songs. But, you know, in terms of the politics, you know, it's. I think, I'm gonna. I think Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and, you know, Toby Keith. I don't know. You know, people can get whipped up by music, and so if you want to change people's minds and or amuse them or get them going, write a song about it. So yes, I encourage it.
Well, then I suggest that you rifle through your mind and think of a song that would fit that bill, or at least be somewhat provocative, and we will record that and post all three songs from today's session at KUTX.org. From Loudon Wainwright III, thank you, my friend. Always great to see you.
Great to see you, Jody.
And I want to thank our friends here who helped make this come together. Today's Studio 1A mix by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today led by Gabriel Perez and Jorge Sanhueza Lyon, which means that you'll be seeing video from this session at our website. And our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg, and you've been listening to Loudon Wainwright on KUTX.
We got through Christmas, Thanksgiving too. Halloween wasn't hard. You don't have to be you. But it's there on the calendar, just a few days away. The date I dread in Feb is President's Day. I sent out some valentines and I got back a few. This year ain't a leap year, so no whoop-de-doo. I'm not even religious, but I'm gonna pray. This year we make it through President's Day. George was the first one, Abe was the best. Libraries and airports named after the rest. But this year I'm queasy about President's Day. There's a nut job in the White House, I'm sorry to say. In the paper it says there's a sale, and you know it's 10% off, so we all ought to go to get us a good deal the American way. But my country's a mystery on President's Day. Yeah, you sure gotta wonder what these guys are for. With their tax cuts and their budgets, how they keep us at war. Gotta love a long weekend, that's safe to say. But for me, it's Blue Monday on President's Day. George was the father, Abe set him free. That's the reason that he got shot. Obviously, there's a reckoning coming in November, they say. But in the meanwhile, it's unto Robert Mueller we pray. come on, Bob. Get on the stick, man. And Christmas is coming. Thanksgiving, too. Heck, on my next birthday, I'll be 72. Next year at this time, I sure hope I can say I feel a lot better about President's Day. With no Trump in the White House, oh, happy day. With Mike Pence in the White House. I'll be all right, don't worry, man. Okay, it's just some acting. I was doing some acting for the end of the song. Don't forget to vote.